Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No. I need steak every day of the week if I could, so probably not. Yeah.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Tempe Kennedy, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent coffee, any size, any time, and it's oh, so tasty. Mm. Jerry's from Manchester, New Hampshire. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Carson and Kennedy.
What's up, Jerry?
Jerry.
I like Jerry.
How are
you? You awake this morning.
Oh, yeah. That's what a couple of cups of espresso will do to you.
Yes.
Okay, then. Holy smokes.
Jerry says he's got to go out and do a little bit of shoveling. He got about 6 inches up there.
Whoa.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
It was mostly snow.
Well, all right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Jerry?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, Jerry. Good luck.
All right.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy has now walked into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Dan's got some issues because he can't find the marker for the for the big board. Take your time, Dan.
You just start. I'll catch up.
Okay. Again, if you tie Kennedy, you lose. Looking at the big board, Kennedy's got 2,556 wins, only 217 losses. If Dan doesn't keep track on the big board, I get severely confused. Thank you, Dan. You found your Sharpie thingy there? Question number one. Avril Lavigne will be on Fallon tonight. She has a new song with Nicki Minaj called Dumb Blonde. Where is Avril Lavigne from?
Tennessee, Nashville.
Question number two. BET's social media team made fun of Nicki Minaj on Twitter after Cardi B won at the Grammys, and Nicki quickly pulled out of their summer concert that she was set to headline. Which city were Nicki and Cardi both raised in?
Oh, boy. New York.
Question number three. On this date in 1988, Michael Jackson bought his very famous ranch. What did he call it?
That was Neverland.
Question number four, Amy Schumer's next Netflix stand-up comedy special will premiere on Tuesday, March 19th. What's the name of the 2015 rom-com Schumer starred in opposite Bill Hader?
No clue.
Question number five, Jerry Springer turning 75 today. He's getting a new show on daytime TV after the Jerry Springer Show finally ended its run. What will he be doing on his new show?
Interviews.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
What did he say?
He said interviews.
Oh. I was like, oh.
That was a good guess. I mean, it was way wrong, but it was a good guess. I like where his head was at.
Oh, boy. Oh,
it's
boy.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Kennedy?
Yep.
Jerry got 2 out of 5.
All right. Jerry.
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 These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yep.
Avril Lavigne will be on Fallon tonight. She has a new song with Nicki Minaj. It's called Dumb Blonde. Where is Avril from?
Canada. And alive. Debatable.
1-0. Question number two. BET's social media team made fun of Nicki Minaj on Twitter after Cardi B won at the Grammys, and Nicki quickly pulled out of their summer concert that she was set to headline. Whoops. Sounds like something I would do.
That would literally be us like making fun of Mumford and Sons for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, 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 right?
That's something you would do.
I was just trying to be funny, Sal.
Yeah.
No.
Don't ever. Words you should never say to our boss ever again. No.
What city are Nicki and Cardi both raised in or were raised in?
New York.
Yeah, there you go. 2-1. Question number three. On this date in 1988, Michael Jackson bought his very famous ranch. What did he call it?
Neverland.
3-2. Question number four. Amy Schumer's next Netflix comedy special will premiere Tuesday, March 19th. It's a stand-up special. What's the name of the 2015 rom-com Schumer starred in opposite Bill Hader?
Trainwreck.
Jerry.
4-2. Question number five. Jerry Springer turning 75 today, Kennedy, and he's getting a new show on daytime TV.
Because it's what we need in this world.
Jerry.
What will he be doing on his new show?
DNA testing? I don't know.
He's a judge.
Judge.
He's going to be called Judge Jerry.
Judgy Jerry.
Stop.
Yeah, it's true. That's what afternoon television needs is one more of those shows.
Aren't there like 10 already?
Yeah, 4-2.
Divorce court.
There's people's court. There's divorce court.
Divorce court's hot, man.
I watch them all. I love all those shows. I get sucked in every
day. I want to see Judge Jerry because that's going to be the weirdest of the weird.
Judge Million down in Miami. Oh, she's a smoke. Kennedy, you get the win. Jerry, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to see Santana with the Doobie Brothers on August 20th at the Xfinity Center, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, have a great time shoveling the snow.
Thank you.
Oh, that's brutal.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Jerry from Manchester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Mm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Lauren is from York, Maine. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, girl.
That's a long commute into work every day.
A little bit.
How do you do that?
I put on Mix 104.1 for most of my rides.
That is a great
answer. Good idea.
Hey, what is that beach I love up there in York, Maine?
We go York Long Sands and Short Sands.
Oh, yes, Long Sands and Short Sands. We go camping up there at Bailey's Campground and we go over there. It's awesome. Love it up there.
Mm-hmm. My wife used to work in the arcade at York Beach.
Did she really?
Yep, she was the quarter girl.
That is awesome. Did she have a little machine?
Yeah, there was like this stand-up machine. It's like put on the counter, and it's crazy. Yeah, she used to just...
That's amazing. Yeah.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Lauren?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie or you lose, Kennedy is now headed over into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Looking at the big board, 217 losses, but 2,557 wins. Are you ready?
Yep, thank you.
Last Call with Carson Daly will wrap up its 17-year run on NBC, with Carson Daly stepping away to concentrate on his duties of hosting the Orange Room on the Today Show. What hit MTV show did Carson Daly host from 1998 to 2003?
The Daily Show.
Question number 2. Jennifer Garner celebrated 5 million followers on Instagram by giving a giant plastic penguin a shower. Okay. I don't know why.
It was a random video.
Were she and Ben Affleck married for more or less than 10 years?
Less.
Question number 3. Prince Michael Jackson turns 22 today. How many kids does the King of Pop Michael Jackson have?
I think it's 4.
Question number 4. According to a Valentine's Day survey by the American Kennel Club, 34% of women would date their dog if he were a man.
Yep.
So there's that. What is the most popular dog breed in America?
Golden Retriever.
Bet you he wouldn't put down the seat either.
Question number 5. Eddie Murphy's untitled Coming to America sequel is set to hit theaters on August 7th, 2020. Who does Murphy play in Coming to America?
Oof. The lead. I don't know his name.
The lead. Well, you're not wrong. Nah. I don't hate
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. A lot of time in the car, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of time in the car.
You want to play again next hour, maybe?
Maybe.
She'll be halfway to work.
Halfway to sleep. Mm.
Kennedy, Lauren from York, Maine got 0 out of 5 correct. That is what we call a Mel, Kennedy.
Maine Mel.
Mel.
Wicky wick! You got a long commute to think about your mail.
Kennedy,
yes.
These are tough. Question number 1. Last Call with Carson Daly will wrap up its 17-year run on NBC, with him stepping away to focus more on the stuff with the Today Show. What hit MTV show did Carson Daly host from 98 to 2003?
TRL.
That's right. Total Request Live, 1-0. Jennifer Garner celebrated 5 million followers on Instagram by giving a giant plastic penguin a shower. Mm-hmm. Were she and Ben Affleck married for more or less than 10 years?
Less.
More, technically 13 is what I'm told.
Wow.
1-0. Question number 3. Prince Michael Jackson turning 22 today. How many kids does the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, have?
3.
2-0. Question number 4. According to a Valentine's Day survey by the American Kennel Club, 34% of women would date their dog if he were a man. Kennedy, would you date your dog if he were a man?
No.
I would date Bubba.
You would?
Absolutely. Oh. We'd have a great time together.
Why?
Because you wouldn't be able to have a conversation with him. He's like Rob Gronkowski. I firmly believe my dog is Rob Gronkowski
in dog form. Forward.
Yep.
Would go. What are you doing? Huh? Mm-hmm. You got
a catch
treat?
A football? Tom?
Treat?
Tom. Mm-hmm.
What is the most popular dog breed in America?
Labradors.
3-0. Question number 5. Eddie Murphy's untitled Coming to America sequel is set to hit theaters August 7th of 2020. Who does Murphy play in Coming to America?
Prince. It's an A word. I don't know.
Oh, you can't say that on the radio.
Prince Akeem.
Akeem. There
Prince
it is.
Prince Akeem.
Can't say the A word on
You got three
radio.
Right, Kennedy. You get the win. I'm sorry, Lauren. You don't get the cash. But I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Train with the Goo Goo Dolls August 17th at the Xfinity Center.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You can drive a little further south.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Why don't we send her to something in Rhode Island?
Yeah. Get you a room and make a day of it.
The show's in South Carolina. Have fun.
Congrats.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Lauren?
Hi, I'm Lauren from York Mean, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Kayla's from Gloucester. Good morning, Kayla.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kennedy, is your rent up to date?
My rent is always up to date.
Okay, just checking.
Because Kayla, the rent must be paid.
Kayla is an eviction paralegal at a law firm, so
Ooh.
She might be looking for one of you guys. I don't know.
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, that's
well,
you live
two
at
of them live at home, so.
Please don't evict
two
me,
of
Mom
them
and Dad.
Two mortgages, so it's just me.
Kayla, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes, Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thank you.
And she can do that legally. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. Kennedy is now over there in that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions. I'm going to give you 5 of them. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. You tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,558 wins, only 217 losses. Are you ready?
Yes.
Kelsey Grammer will be on Live with Kelly and Ryan today. He's best known for playing Dr. Frasier Crane on Frasier. But that character was originally from which Boston-based sitcom?
Ooh, Boston Legal?
Yeah, that's a great sitcom, Boston Legal. So
it
funny.
It was funny.
So
guys
funny.
Are the worst.
Oh my gosh. One of the all-time great sitcoms in Boston. Boston Legal.
William Shatner was in it.
Leave Kayla alone.
Hilarious.
Justice for Kayla. Question number 2. Police used pepper balls on an angry crowd after Travis Scott postponed his Oklahoma show. True or false, Travis Scott was a Super Bowl halftime show performer this year.
False.
Question number 3. Tom Cruise has allegedly been making his Top Gun 2 co-stars beef up their workouts for the upcoming film.
Oh my God.
What is Tom Cruise's character's code name in Top Gun?
Oh, I have no idea.
Because you know you got to be super buff to fly a jet. It's
question number 4. George Clooney slammed the way Meghan Markle has been treated since joining the royal family and compared her experience to that of the late Princess Diana. Who was Princess Diana married to?
Prince Charles.
Question number 5. A Game of Thrones ice hotel is opened.
Yes.
124 miles from the Arctic Circle.
Let's go.
That's awesome.
Artists use 881,000 pounds of ice to build the hotel. It includes an army of the dead, dragons, and wolves.
Are they real?
Yes.
In Game of Thrones, what is the leader of the army of the dead called?
Of course, I'm like the only person on earth who doesn't watch Game of Thrones, so I have no idea.
Or all right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! Did you say or anything? Sade, Carson.
Kennedy?
Yes.
We are back on that gravy train. Mm-hmm. Kayla got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
Oh, my gosh.
One.
What?
One sooch.
One sooch. One singular sensation. Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yes.
Sooch.
Please don't sing musical theater to me. Go on.
I can't promise anything.
Yeah, you can't tell me what to do. Kelsey Grammer will be on Live with Kelly and Ryan today, Kennedy. He's best known for playing Dr. Frasier Crane on Frasier, but that character was originally from...
Cheers.
There, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Happy to help.
Spit it out. Not Boston Legal.
Well, although that is a wonderful program.
Yes, James Spader was delighted.
That really
Boston-based sitcom. Boston Legal. It is 1-0. Question number 2. Police used pepper balls on an angry crowd after Travis Scott had to postpone Oklahoma shows. True or false, Travis Scott was a Super Bowl halftime show performer this year.
True.
2-0. Question number 3. Tom Cruise has allegedly been making his Top Gun 2 co-stars beef up their workouts for the upcoming film. What is Cruise's character's code name in Top Gun?
Code name? I don't know. Ethan Hunt is his name. I don't know his code name.
You're thinking of Mission Impossible.
Oh, I am? What am I thinking? Oh, Maverick. Call name. Call sign.
Call sign, Maverick.
2-0.
Huh? Scared. What?
Dan, run.
Careful.
Run.
She's angry this morning, Dan. She might take one of us out. George Clooney slammed the way Meghan Markle has been treated since joining the royal family and compared her experience to that of the late Princess Diana. Who was Princess Di married to?
Prince Charles.
Maverick. Kenny is the
answer. Iceman.
3-1. Question number 5.
Maverick is the new Gary.
A Game of Thrones ice hotel is opened 124 miles from the Arctic Circle.
Let's go.
It includes the army of the dead dragons and wolves in Game of Thrones. What is the leader of the army of dead called?
Maverick.
Crap. They're Gary, White Walkers, yours. But he's like the... I don't know. White Walkers...
The Night King.
The Night King. I was thinking the Ice King.
He's a White Walker.
He's a White Walker.
3-1 is final score. Kennedy gets a win. I'm sorry,
He'll
Kayla.
He'll steer your soul and make your eyes blue.
I didn't get completely.
You didn't get a Mel, but you did miss the cheers question. That's like an all-time Boston question to miss.
I know.
Okay. Well, I do have a pair of passes into the Matt Nathanson Mix Lounge happening February 18th. The Mix Lounge is powered by our Bella Insurance. Here for New England, here for good. We will see you there for that. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kayla from Gloucester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.